a Cincinnati edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. It's marketed as the largest one-day leadership event in the world, and for the first time, LeaderCast will take place in Cincinnati. After 20 years, the event has inspired organization and business leaders through presentations and speeches. And the new CEO of LeaderCast is Cincinnati-based executive Joe Boyd, the founder of local creative agency Rebel Pilgrim. He talked to me earlier about what this arena-style event is, how actor Rainn Wilson, Dwight Schrute on TV's The Office, is involved, and what participants can expect. We were also joined by Cincinnati-based author Todd Henry. Here is our recorded interview. And we're joined now by Joe Boyd. He is the Cincinnati-based CEO of LeaderCast. Joe, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
And one of the speakers at LeaderCast is Todd Henry. He's an author, consultant, and speaker. His new book is The Motivation Code. Todd, thank you for being with us also.
Hi, Michael. It's great to be with you.
So, Joe, LeaderCast has quite a following. It's been based in Atlanta for the past couple of decades or so, and now you're the newer CEO, and it's in Cincinnati, broadcasting from here for the first time. Why don't you tell our listeners what LeaderCast is, just in case they're unfamiliar with it?
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to. LeaderCast is a 19-year-old company, and our mission is to fill the world with leaders worth following. And we do that primarily by having a couple large events a year, arena events that are then simulcast to hundreds of host sites around the world, making us the world's largest one-day leadership event when you add all those sites together. I have a company here in Cincinnati, a creative agency called Boonrise, and we've done the video content for LeaderCast for the last 7 or 8 years. And last year, through all the craziness of the pandemic, some things happened where it became pretty clear that I might be a good fit to lead the organization as a whole. So I accepted that position in January and was very interested in bringing the live event here to Cincinnati. We were able to do that. So it'll be here coming up really soon, August 11th. At the Fifth Third Arena.
Okay, so maybe a lot of people who aren't into this type of, you know, leadership, motivation type work, maybe they have an idea of it in their head, right? They're at the Holiday Inn conference room, you know, reading a pamphlet and getting a couple of pep talks. This looks different. I mean, you've got some big names, Guy Raz, Rainn Wilson, Chris Carter of the, you know, pro football world, a bunch of folks who are participating in this. What makes this different, unique, special compared to other perhaps more tame leadership events?
It is a full day experience. So, and part of why I wanted to lead it is my background is a little bit in show business. So I was a movie producer and worked for a long time as a professional stage actor in Vegas and LA as a comedian. And it sort of ties lots of things that excite me together with the mission of creating leaders worth following. So it's a one-day event. First of all, it's not a multi-day conference. It's one day on purpose so that people can take one workday and experience a sort of catalytic event to push them into the next level of leadership. It starts at 9 a.m. It ends about 4:30 p.m. And we pack a ton of speakers in there. But typically, there's no hour-long presentations. The longest are about 28 minutes. Kind of high energy. And it's all woven around a theme. The theme for this event is shift. So we're talking about how about 18 months ago, all of us had plans and the universe shifted for all of us. So none of our plans worked out exactly how we thought. And we all find ourselves hopefully coming out of this pandemic soon with the ground kind of changed under our feet. And now we can make intentional decisions about what we do next and how we shift our purpose. And we incorporate the arts and music and video and comedy and lots of things to make sure it's a fully realized experience that involves all your senses and is a great piece of education as well as some entertainment.
So, Joe, are these folks going to be in Cincinnati or are they simulcast in, broadcast in from elsewhere?
They are. The event always has live speakers and then they are simulcast. Other people obviously watch them on videos in other cities. With COVID rearing up again, there's always a possibility that someone may have to not come and would be on video. But as for now, we're planning on everyone being live.
Okay. So, you know, if people are fans of The Office, for example, and are maybe curious about leadership opportunities, then, I mean, Rainn Wilson was on The Office, of course, Dwight Schrute. He's going to be in town.
Right. Yeah. Rain's story is great. You know, we don't want to book just celebrities to speak for celebrity appeal. But when you really look at his story, then you start to see how he began to shift his focus using his fame from The Office to launch Soul Pancake, which is allowed us to see the side of Dwight Schrute that we didn't normally see. Cause Rain isn't Dwight, obviously. And he's a very spiritual man, a very sort of deep thinking man, and launched Soul Pancake to kind of bring positive entertainment and depth into entertainment. So he'll be talking about kind of that shift, how he made that shift.
Another speaker taking part in LeaderCast here in Cincinnati on August 11 is Todd Henry. He's an author, consultant, and speaker. His new book is The Motivation Code, Discover the Hidden Forces That Drive Your Best Work. Todd, this is what you'll be talking about, right? Can you give us a little bit of an overview of what The Motivation Code is?
Yeah, I would love to. So we have done a deep dive into over 50 years of research into what really drives people. You know, we tend to think that either you're motivated or you're not. That's often what I hear managers say, how do I motivate these people? And what we've discovered is that there are many, many different flavors of motivation, different ways that people get engaged with their work. And so we're going to be talking about the different ways that we get motivated, how we can identify those, and how as leaders, we can shift our mindset from trying to motivate our team to helping our team learn how to motivate themselves. So I'm really excited. I'll tell you, I get to speak at events all over the world, and LeaderCast is one of those premier events that everybody talks about and everybody looks forward to. And for us to have this right here in our city is such a huge gift to the city and to the leadership community right here in Cincinnati.
Are you based in Cincinnati, Todd?
I am. Yeah. And so I get to hop on airplanes and fly all over the world and speak at events like this all over the place. And so to be able to just hop in the car and drive down to Fifth Third Arena is going to be quite the treat, I got to say.
Absolutely. So I heard you use the word shift. We heard Joe use the word shift. That is the theme of LeaderCast this year, inspired, I guess, by the pandemic and the way we had to shift our mentalities. I'm wondering, you know, being in this role that you're in, coaching, motivating, consulting on leadership, what did you learn over the past year when everything was disrupted? What was challenging for leaders, and what type of opportunities did you see people seize?
Yeah, I think one of the big themes that I'm hearing from leaders in pretty much any industry that I work in is that, you know, these changes that we've experienced were coming. There's nothing that's happened over the last year that wasn't going to happen eventually. The problem is that COVID really accelerated the learning curve, really forced us to have to make those changes in a couple of months as opposed to over the course of 10 years. So I think that you know, some of the transitions to offering more work flexibility, remote work, you know, the ability for people to use different kinds of collaboration tools, all of these things that we've had to adapt to, these changes were inevitably coming. I think it was just, you know, there was no incentive, no inciting incident to force us to have to make those changes. And so I think what I'm hearing from a lot of leaders is we're going to be keeping some of the good things that happened over the past year, even as we transition back to a more traditional way of working. There are going to be some things that happened over the last year, some innovations that we're probably going to keep. And then there are some things, obviously, that we are very happy to leave in the rearview mirror. But you know, the acceleration of the innovation in the workplace has really been the biggest trend. And I think, truthfully, I think it's in the long term, net, it's going to make us more effective in the workplace, having more options at our disposal for how we work together.
We're talking about LeaderCast, which is taking place, of course, around the world through broadcast, but happening live right here in Cincinnati on Wednesday, August 11 at Fifth Third Bank Arena. We are joined today by Joe Boyd. He's the CEO of LeaderCast. Also, Todd Henry, one of the speakers at this year's event. He's an author, consultant, and speaker. His latest work is The Motivation Code. Joe, in general, who is this event for?
Yeah, I like to use the term it's for everyday leaders. So it is a broad swath of leadership. Understanding that almost all of us are leaders at some level. But when you really look at the folks who come, you know, there's Fortune 100 C-suite CEOs and aspiring college students who want to be leaders someday, and sort of everyone in between, lots of nonprofits, people leading in the government sector, and lots of small businesses. So folks that are leading, you know, we look at our host sites, some of them are Waffle Houses in the South that are do it for their management team. And NASA, for instance, has one of our host sites. So I like to tell the speakers they're teaching the astronauts how to lead without even realizing it. But the people that wake up every morning and have to lead a group of people is who it's for, and sort of general on purpose, because we think there are lots of things that we can talk about leadership in general to help people go back to whatever their situation is to become a leader worth following.
And Todd, you refer to this as a premier event. You said you do a lot of events that are similar in nature, but this is the premier event. What do you think people get from this that's different from other events you might participate in?
There are very few opportunities to hear from so many great leaders and authors and experts in such a short period of time, right? It really is a little bit like drinking from a fire hose because you're going to hear so many concepts, really the best stuff from a lot of people in a short amount of time. And I think the best thing that happens after these events is you go back and you have conversations with your team about what you heard, and the conversations that will be generated from experiencing this are invaluable. You know, sometimes we just need a little spark, a little insight, a little, inciting incident to generate change. And I think that's what events like this do in a really profound way.
Joe, is that what happened for you? I mean, you talked about being a performer, right? You've been out in LA, Vegas, you were working in movies, doing some jokes, and now you're the CEO of this company here, and you have another business as well. Can you describe that type of experience for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think, when I look at my own experience as sort of having a common theme in my life that I was a storyteller and love to engage people, love to gather people, love to tell stories. Also happened to have a seminary degree and started off as a pastor. So I've had when people first look at my resume, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense until I have to explain it. But it's been sort of like chasing down the reality that when we tell a common story together, that we can start to change and become better people. And so some of my life was in the entertainment world, just, happy enough to entertain people and see them have a good night. But as I matured and got older, wanted to have some more significance in my career. And that led to starting some businesses and ultimately an attraction to leadership, because I think, our mission is to create leaders worth following. And I hate to turn things on the negative, but if you've ever had a leader who isn't worth following at work, then the rest of your life is awful. You know, it's not just work. If you don't have someone worth following when you go to your job, you become a worse spouse, a worse kid, a worse parent, worse friend, because it seems to seep into every area of your life. But if you go to a job and you have a leader worth following who really has empathy and wants what's best for you, wants you to develop, then you begin to become better at every aspect of life. So I really think that by giving leaders kind of that shot in the arm that they need to take it to the next level, we're helping everyone out.
And Todd, let me just ask you before we run here, we're talking about a shift, right? That's the theme of LeaderCast, and we reference that as it relates to the pandemic and how it forced a lot of us to shift. What about people who still maybe feel a little lost and down? I mean, the news is still pretty bad right now about COVID. The cases are up and there's some uncertainty about the future of it. Is there a trick or a piece of advice that might help jumpstart people, give them a little spark they need to start looking more positively?
I think one of the things that's been helpful, I'll just give you something that's been helpful to me over the last year is, I remember some advice from Stephen Covey. You may have heard of him. He wrote Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. But one of the things that he said once that really impacted me is that we all have a circle of influence and we have a circle of concern. And our circle of concern is usually much, much bigger than our circle of influence, meaning we worry about things that we have no influence over in our lives. And one of the things that's really been helpful to me over the past year is just focusing on the things that I can actually do something about. Focus on the things that are in front of me, making progress on the things that matter to me, even if that means, spending some time with my family, doing whatever. I can't control what the macro economy is going to do, but I can control how I approach my business. I can control how I approach my consumer relation, my customer relationships. I mean, those are the things I can do and just try to produce the best work that I can produce. And so regardless of what's going on in the macro economy, and we're all concerned about that, we can't do anything about that right now, unless you have the title, President of the United States or Senator or something after your name, most of us can't really control what's going on in the macro economy right now. But what we can do is control what's in front of us. So focus on the things that are in your circle of influence and less on the things that are in your macro circle of concern.
LeaderCast is August 11 in Cincinnati. We've got details at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. Joe Boyd is the CEO of LeaderCast. Todd Henry will be one of the speakers. He's a Cincinnati-based author, consultant, and speaker. His latest work is The Motivation Code. Joe, Todd, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.